It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Georgia and Tennessee tomorrow evening in Athens. Keys to a Falcons victory about 20 minutes away as well. What's it going to take for them to go on the road to Mile High and get a win over the Broncos? And then an AMA at 140. Any question, any topic, call us up. Great first-time callers yesterday,
yeah, a lot of them. A lot of
very
them.
Well done.
Because we asked for them.
Yep.
We asked for them both. We're talking about wrestling. Elijah Holyfield, we're talking about his dad fought Mike Tyson. He's a part of this WWE Next.
Isn't it like, oh, NXT?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Is that like the up-and-comers?
Yeah, so it is the up-and-comers, but it's gotten so popular that it's now got its own TV show on, like, USA Network, and they do their own pay-per-views.
You said they do pay-per-view for that?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You said Elijah Holyfield, the Georgia running back?
Yeah.
Okay. He was in the NFL not too long ago.
Yeah, but
it is technically the developmental.
I see a couple of times videos of him working out, still trying to get back in. So good luck to him. Yeah. But we got some new news on the Red Lobster thing. The Red Lobster CEO, Andy, has dropped some big news.
Okay.
Says that Endless Shrimp is never coming back.
Yeah, that's...
I know how to do math. Damn it, see what y'all have done.
Yeah, they ate them.
Y'all almost put them out of business.
They ate them out of business.
And now your ass won't let nobody have no more.
Yeah, they ruined it for everybody.
Ruined it for every damn body.
Ruined it for everybody.
Dog it.
How many bottomless shrimp did these people have to eat in order for Red Lobster to, like, go bankrupt? Because that's basically what happened.
That's basically what happened.
Now, I know Red Lobster, like, did a bad deal, and they were getting gashed by the shrimp people and all that kind of stuff. Whatever. I don't care about the details, all right? I understand they did some bad business deals.
Right.
I don't care about that.
Right.
The reason is because people were too hungry, and they basically said, all right, bet. You took it as a dare.
I mean,
they were like, all right,
dude,
sure.
Let me tell you something.
I'll show you all I can eat.
First of all, you sit up there and say endless anything, and folks don't show up.
And
them damn shrimp were so damn little.
They were very little, yeah.
Little ass shrimp. And so you can sit there and eat 50.
Sure.
At least. Especially them scampies. Them scampies real small. Them scampies be biting, though. Them scampies are small. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you sit there. And I ain't mad at you. So what are you going to do? Like, you going back to the, because what was it? It was 20 for $9?
Something like that.
Yeah, 20 for $9.
But they're capping it.
But they're capping it now.
It's 20, like, that's it.
That's it.
That's all you get. You can count them if you want.
Unless you pay for more.
Yeah, then you can get 20 more for another 10 bucks.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't mad at them, dog.
How many, because like, if you're, okay, so talk, just go scampies, right? The smallest ones. Are we talking breaded or?
I don't really eat a lot of. Now, when I would go to Red Lobster back then, I only ate the scampies.
Mm-hmm.
I only ate the scampies.
And I'm asking, are they breaded or not?
Sauteed.
They're sauteed. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, sauteed.
Okay, so that makes it easier to eat more of them.
Yes,
obviously, going to fill
exactly.
you up less. How if it was a bet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically daring you to do endless.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those scampies could you eat?
I could do 50.
Sure.
Probably. I could probably do 50.
I bet you could do
and
more
I probably,
than that.
I probably could do more, but I don't want no iodine poisoning.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, man.
Pimp C talked about
You're
that.
You're Pimp C.
You gotta be careful.
You know Pimp C, we talk about, I got an iodine. Yeah, I don't want all that.
Pimp C warned everybody about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I wanted to, but yeah, ain't mad at you, my boy. Damn, yeah, the mess it up for everybody. Yeah, sitting in there and just thinking it, and then trying to sneak cousins in. Hey, are you waiting in the car? Then I'm going to come get you, and you come sit in my place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We look similar.
Yeah.
You go back up to the buffet or keep ordering.
Get the hell out of here, man. There you go, bruh. Put a cap on it. Just make sure you keep them biscuits going, though.
Just keep the biscuits going.
Keep them biscuits going.
But that's good, though. That's I didn't even know Red Lobster still had a CEO. So
yeah, man. He's trying to bring him back.
That was good news to hear.
Yeah, he's trying to bring him back.
And that they're trying to keep it rolling.
I ain't mad at him, dog.
No, I'm not. I'm happy
I would have did it in the first place. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't do it in the first place. There's no way in hell I'm having endless. And I know at Red Lobster, no.
What do you think? Because they've kind of been shut down for a while since all this happened, right? Since all the endless shrimp fiasco of 2023. What do you think happened to all those lobsters that were in those tanks?
I don't know.
You just give them out?
Some of the Red Lobsters made it.
Oh, they did?
They didn't all. Yeah, there was one over by me in Roswell. And I'm not sure if it's a franchise or if that was the separator or whatnot.
Okay. I just wonder, like, somebody took them home, and they were like, all right, they'll be my pets. But then the Red Lobster opens back up, and they're like, we got to give them back.
They got them bottom-shelf-ass lobster, too. Yes. They got the ones that fell off the truck.
Almost looks like a crawdad.
They fell off the truck on 85. They fell off the truck on 85. They're cheap-ass lobsters.
But the point is, and you started here, and it's the right thing, it sounds like Red Lobster's going to be all right.
Yeah, man.
Sounds like they're going to be all right.
They are. All right. Just make, he said,
it's
I know
a good
how,
day for the freaks.
I know how to do it. I'm going to go to Red Lobster today.
I'm probably not, but it's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's someday soon.
I'm going to go to Red Lobster tonight.
Someday soon.
Yeah, give me some. I don't drink that stuff, so I'm about to get me a drink, but not really.
They'll probably pour you a glass of vodka.
Yeah.
They have vodka at Red Lobster?
Yeah. Vodka.
Yeah, they don't have Tito's.
Vodka.
They don't have Tito's.
Smirnoff.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, man. But yeah, good for you, dog. Stand up for yourself, my dog.
Amen. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
Dude, what y'all done did?
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom!
Yeah, I think the statistics say there's more parity. I mean, just looking at the sheer differences in games, looking at the matchups, looking at the number of teams that are still in it. Some of that's because of the non-divisions. It brings everybody into it, but there's a lot of good football teams, and it's a war of attrition. It's like I've talked about all year. It's an emotional roller coaster that you don't want to be a part of. You want to navigate this thing with a long-term mindset in your approach to it. And there's a lot of good football teams out there, and there's a lot of good games left to be played. There's a lot of good teams left to play games.
That's Kirby Smart when he was asked about the first year with no divisions in the SEC.
It's so weird to me still.
It is weird. It's definitely hard to get used to. It's definitely harder. Like, the question was, is it harder? It depends on who you are, I guess. Right. Like, it's obviously harder for Georgia this year with what their schedule is.
Right.
Like, going on the road against those three teams that they had to go on the road against, and then now Tennessee. Now, they would have Tennessee anyway, but in most years, you're not going to have the gauntlet that they've had
this year. Does this flip to next year? So Alabama and Ole Miss and everybody comes to us?
See, you know, it's a good question.
Okay.
I don't know entirely, but I do know that year over year, there's going to be some teams that get a nice luck of the draw.
Right.
And there's going to be some teams like Georgia and Florida this year that just, you know, their schedule is just crazy.
Yeah.
Like, Missouri had a pretty favorable schedule, and they still found, and injuries and all that kind of stuff, they found ways to kind of step on rakes because the SEC is just really hard. But just from a non-partisan standpoint, like just being a football fan and an SEC fan, it's made it fun.
Yes.
Like, every single weekend.
I agree.
There's some game that's like, I think we're not there yet. I think 06 still has the record, but there's a chance of getting there for the most top five matchups in a season.
Mm-hmm.
There's already been five games this year between two teams that were ranked in the top five.
And you played two of them.
Yeah, you played two of them. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that in and of itself is good for the sport.
Yeah, man. And you look at where Georgia is right now. They got a tough one. I mean, you know, when you look at statistically, I mean, this dude got 20 freaking touchdowns, Andy.
Yeah. Dylan Sampson's really good.
He got 20 touchdowns.
Really
he got over 200 carries already. Mm-hmm. He's averaged almost 6 yards a carry.
Yep.
He is the engine. He is the engine, and they've got to find a way to slow him down. He's going to make some play because he's just that damn good.
Definitely.
He's that good.
Definitely. The way that they've used him has been interesting, too, and maybe this explains their slow starts. They kind of stagger it in the first half and then really feed him mm-hmm. in the second half down the stretch. I don't know if they go away from that game plan at all tomorrow, just leave it all on the line against Georgia. There's no such thing as too many carries for Dylan Sampson.
When he leaves Sanford Stadium tomorrow morning, whenever they leave, because it's going to be a late-night game, all those things, his tongue needs to be hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think he's the only way that Tennessee wins this game.
He had 30 last week.
I think he's the only way that Tennessee beats Georgia, if he has a big, big game. Mm-hmm. Georgia, and I'm pretty sure they're going to lock in, got Smile Monday back. Georgia hasn't been terrible, but it's always when they haven't been themselves, but look who they were when they were themselves against the
That's right.
You know what I mean? And so you got to always take that into the picture and everything. This is about them five guys at Carson Beck. We talked about it at the start of the show, Andy. I believe that these dudes are going to get it done. Do I think a sack will occur? Yes. But I think that for the overall, that Georgia's offensive line will win the matchup. Now, Pierce is a bad boy. He is projected to be a top 10 NFL draft pick, and when you watch him Saturday night, you're going to see why.
Yep.
He's that good of a daggone player. And we talked about him preseason and everything. He got six sacks and everything like that, but fool me not. That dude is a legit, legit edge rusher.
Yeah.
And he plays the run. He plays the hell out of the run. The five guys in 15, he's got to have his best game. It's going to be a blackout. It's going to be crazy. No, Georgia's not wearing a black jersey. Thank God. But, I mean.
Washington is tonight. Washington's wearing black jerseys tonight. Not only that, it's World of Warcraft night.
When you told me
at Husky Stadium.
When you told me that just in the break, I was like, I don't know, what the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yes, you're going to watch it.
I know I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to watch it. But boy, I'm not happy about this team was in the national championship game last year, Randy. Yeah. This year we're wearing black on Friday night and doing World of Warcraft night. Man. What is this? How did we become a minor league baseball team so fast? What happened? Don't blink, man. Life goes by too fast. I don't even know what World of Warcraft night is.
When you said that to me, and I'm like, what is World of Warcraft?
I think it's a video game. I think.
Video game? What does that have to do with Washington?
I don't know. I think maybe we have a lot of nerds at our school that like to play.
So there's
going to
be a lot of wizards, ghouls, goblins type cosplayers out there. Warcraft's a big online shared universe.
Because you know more about this kind of stuff than me. The cosplay thing.
Sure.
Is that supposed meant to be freaky?
It is a sex
thing. Some of them.
Okay, I'll make sure. Okay.
I think it's mostly.
Okay. Oh, mostly.
Okay. I know Bo hates when I say that, so I always say
the cos is the dark, right? Dark hair, lipstick, stuff like
no,
that.
No, cosplay is just...
Cos just means costume.
Costume, yeah.
Oh, really?
But in Never World of Warcraft, that. There are a bunch of... It's dragons, and it's very similar like Dungeons
So freaky dragons.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be freaky dragons. And at Washington tonight, there will be some freaky dragons, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wizards, freaky
Dude,
wizards,
all, sorcerers. That's why I stay out in the streets, man.
They're going to be going to Red Lobster.
Cosplay. I never knew costume.
Yeah.
Never, ever knew that.
That's the part of it that intrigues me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really care that much about, wizards and
Not
dragons and stuff.
Not necessarily dark. Could be strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
I'd dress up like a Viking and... Pillage.
That would include the cosplay.
My wife could dress up as like a sexy villager.
I'm serious. I always thought cosplay was like black lipstick and stockings.
Now that's goth.
Fishnet.
That's goth.
That's goth.
It could be goth cosplay. Yeah. Technically, if you go out on Halloween dressed up as something, you're cosplaying whatever you're dressed up.
I was thinking that. That's what I was going to make. Okay, so fishnets and black lipstick.
They had to call it something.
Eyeliner.
If there was a type of cosplay that you'd do, what would it be?
Oh man. I had a thing for the Viking thing though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, cuz I watch every Viking show ever.
Uh-huh.
Like they don't bathe or nothing. Just come here, lady.
Now you can. You don't have to make it that
accurate.
You don't
have to go that far. Yeah.
Like
but you can.
No,
you can
just with no
use makeup to make it look like you haven't bathed in weeks.
Bo likes the Star Wars stuff.
Which
is
even more
Joker.
Weird.
I've got like three different Joker suits.
That's so. Right. And what's the Harley Quinn, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There it is,
buddy.
There it is. Everybody's got one. Just to, be honest about it. There's nothing wrong with it. Everybody's got a little freak in them. We'll come back and get to a Falcons keys to a victory over the Broncos on Sunday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy.
or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Boyaka!
Pretty cool that Ice Cube was in with Dick Chappelle yesterday.
Yeah, man.
It was awesome. 20-minute interview.
Just a cool dude.
Just a cool guy.
Cool dude, man.
Like, acceptable to wear sunglasses inside kind of guy.
Oh, always.
You know, not everybody can do it.
And the only dude I know that scowls and smiles at the same time.
Yep.
Like, that Ice Cube scowl,
the most famous
it's always there with the smile. Like, yeah, always.
He's right up there with, like, a Randy Mack kind of, like...
Yeah, the scowl.
Yeah, like a Mount Rushmore...
Scowl
eyebrow.
But it don't mean that you ain't happy scowl.
No, it's just kind of kind of a resting scowl.
Yeah, he about like me, you know. Like, I'd rather look bored than have fun. You know what I'm saying?
Go on.
Yeah, like, I'd rather look like I'm bored than have fun, you know? Like, I could be having a good-ass time. We could be at the park with the kids. They're having a good time. And you having a good time, too, but you got to scowl to make it look like you're bored. Look at my baby. But you got to have a scowl with it.
How come?
I don't know, Andy. Okay. I don't know.
I heard what you said, and I was just trying to dig into understand.
No, man. But no, Cube is, I like Cube. I'm all
yeah, that's the point.
But there's somebody trying to make another Friday. But you can't make another Friday without Pops. Maybe you can, but without Smokey, without Pops.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, they made multiple without Smokey.
Yeah, but without Pops.
I don't know.
Like, we know Cat Williams ain't going to be in there because Damon, yeah.
And a lot of bridges burned.
Yeah.
A lot of bridges burned on podcasts over that one.
Yeah. And then, you know, Damon got a hold of Money Mike, too.
Speaking of Friday, or at least revamping it, Friday Night Lights might be revamped, the TV show.
All right, okay. I saw the preview, and it's really not, it's got, like, essence of, but the story ain't about football.
Okay, actors, same actors?
No.
Okay, different, no, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah, but because I saw the preview because I was finishing up the Aaron Hernandez thing because it's going to be on FX.
Okay.
And I saw it, The Lawman or some kind of man, and it comes out, what's it, it starts Sunday.
Okay.
And so from what I saw, they did show... Because Billy Bob's in it. Billy Bob Thornton's in it.
Oh.
I think he's in there. I think he's in it.
I didn't see the actors. I just saw a headline that said it might revamp the Friday Night Lights TV show. And I was like, well, that show is great.
But I don't know if it's based on that. I know it's based out of Texas, but I don't know if it's based about Odessa and all that.
Okay, so this is like loosely West Dillon kind of
That kind of stuff. So I don't know.
All right, great show.
I don't know. But did you see, I know we're going to get the keys, but I got to mention this because I've said this for years, and it's kind of been – it's kind of been debunked, and every time I see this certain clips about Stevie Wonder, I laugh my ass off because, you know. But Carmelo's come out.
Okay.
Said that he saw Stevie, and Stevie came up to him and said, I love watching you play. All right? Okay? He said, Melo comes out, said, Stevie said, I love watching you play. All right? Now, that goes back to, you remember...
Shaq's whole thing,
Shaq
right?
said that he saw push the button on the elevator.
Yeah. And, like, kind of catch a glance of a young lady, right?
Yeah, and I did it. Remember the what clip that I just, like, fell off the couch laughing? Oh, God. Who was it? Was it Mariah Carey or something? And he tried to give her that microphone when she walked past him, and I just died laughing. So now, Stevie Casey. Well, I know what Melo said. That's what he said. I enjoy watching you play.
Yeah, I mean, There's only one way to do that.
Yes, exactly. So I don't know. You know, Stevie got selective.
What would be the
select? I don't know.
There's like once a month it works, and then the rest
something
of
like
the
that.
Time
I don't know.
What would be like the point? Like what? Like it would be hilarious if it came out. Stevie was like, "Just kidding." I could see the whole time.
Oh my god!
Like, it would be hilarious, but like, what would be the benefit of pretending to be blind for 70 years?
Because he's a musical genius and they can't see.
But the music's great no matter
it's
what.
Awesome.
Now, it is cool. I guess the layer of cool that it's like he did it all while blind.
If you ever get a chance to watch, like, and they'll have some YouTube videos sometime of young Stevie before, like, the braids and the beads, when he had that, when it was just Stevie and his harmonica. That was a bad little dude, man. That's a bad dude right there.
Maybe I'm wrong on this, and someone can correct me if I am. But like, it feels like we're due for a good blind musician. You know, you know what I mean? Like Stevie, Ray Charles.
It's been a while. Clarence Carter.
Yeah, like we had a run. You know,
isn't he blind?
Where's the blind
before,
rappers?
Before I said that, what? And the man said, "Any blind?"
I'm just gonna roll with you on it. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, stroking.
But I thought
any blind?
It was gonna be great if there was a third one because I only had two.
I thought he's blind.
Wasn't Beethoven deaf? Now
how's that possible?
That seems like made up. Like maybe a little bit. That's a long time ago.
Did he get his ear chopped off by a Viking?
I think that was Van Gogh.
Okay.
Or maybe he chopped his own ear off. I'm not sure. I think we might be venturing out of our lane now. My whole point is this. We're due for a blind musician. That's it. Okay? Where are they at? Where is he at? No blind rappers, not one? In 40, 50 years?
Like, how can you you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
But a blind rapper?
Sure. Why not? You can rap blind?
Yeah. You can do anything blind. You know, you can do anything. But I mean, never mind. Let's get the keys. Because I was about to say some real, real Randy.
All right. You want to start us off?
First one, annoy Bo Nix.
That's a good one.
Annoy Bo Nix.
And you're also doing a very smart thing of not quite saying sack him.
Yeah.
Because that seems like too much to ask.
Annoy Bo Nix.
Okay.
Get him to make some rushes decision. You got Ball Hawks back there.
Yeah.
But I think annoying him, he might give you one. Because he's playing, and because the one thing about rookie quarterbacks is that, because Bo Nix is playing well, a lot of times they start feeling themselves. And, like, you know, because one of the biggest things, I think, whenever you go from your rookie level to all the different levels of your career, the game starts to slow down. And he's probably feeling like this game is slowed down a little bit for him and everything like that. So annoy him. Make him make mistakes. That's going to have to be the new thing.
Yeah.
Second thing, don't allow their run game to get going. Atlanta, we know versus the run. We know what it is.
I know. The Cowboys were able to do it.
We know what it is.
And I'm with you because then you have an even easier chance of making Bo Nix annoyed. Because if you can make him one-dimensional, which teams have been able to do, they've got good running backs. They just haven't been able to get their run game going this season. I think Javonte Williams is a really good runner.
I think he is, too.
He's been relegated to second string. So, I mean, it hasn't gone well in the run game for them this year. It hasn't gone well offensively for them this year. Bo Nix has been more efficient. But they're a bottom eight team in the NFL in terms of yards and points and all that kind of stuff. So that should be an advantage. I mean, my thing is, for the Falcons defensively, is similar to what you're saying about annoying, but they just need to be, and they did not do this in the first half against New Orleans, they just got to be real clean. Just fundamental stuff on defense. Because they're going to do quick passes. You got to wrap up and tackle.
Yes.
They're going to try to run the ball. Don't let them get it going.
Right.
Don't get beat over the top. The Falcons did a great job all year, except for the first half against New Orleans, of not allowing that to happen. And then, you know, Bo Nix is athletic. Don't let him get all those dirty yards on third down. If you get them into third and long,
at dirty yards,
and you have an opportunity to get off the field, don't let Bo Nix third and eight you and pick up 10 yards rushing, get out of bounds, and keep that drive alive. So he can do that. And there's going to be moments during the game on Sunday that are really frustrating.
Yes.
Because of him and his legs.
On a third and seven.
Exactly.
Or something.
He's going to pick some up, and he'll probably do it a couple times because he's really good at that. But limit that kind of stuff. And just like, they've been sound defensively, I think, for the most part. They just don't sack the quarterback, so they're not coming up with as many, you know, huge plays on defense. They've kind of gotten away from creating turnovers the way that they had earlier in the season over the last couple of weeks. So hopefully we see some of that show up on
Blind
Sunday, too.
Blind Fury. He was a rapper.
Blind Fury.
Yeah. Forgot all about him.
I never heard of him, but that's a really good name.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Forgot about
him. Hey, my bad.
Get eight going early. Then get Kyle Pitts involved in the game early and see if you can split that, a little bit of the running back carries. I think if you can find a way to get Tyler Allgeier's 10 plus carries.
We said this last week and they didn't do it, and they really haven't done it much all year, but start fast, punch him in the face. They had the, I know Jimmy Lake was showing the defense a montage of like quick knockouts. Mike Tyson in the conversation for multiple reasons this week. One of them being that Jimmy Lake showed a bunch of quick young Mike Tyson knockouts to the defense. Punch him in the face early and start fast. The Falcons have the fourth worst first quarter defense in the NFL.
Yes.
They just don't do well defensively. They don't get off the field. They don't possess the ball. I think they only have the ball for like 6.5 minutes of the 15 minutes of the first quarter on average. So they're just kind of putting themselves behind the eight ball a little bit with the way that they start.
Yeah, like they're filling. We're gonna fill them out.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna see how we adjust.
Yeah, and then I think, you know, Arch hit on this on Wednesday, and Smoke and Joe talked about it yesterday. They missed a couple plays in the first quarter last weekend against New Orleans too. That probably would have made it feel different. You know, you hit those plays, you possess the ball longer, they don't have it, and maybe it goes differently. But just start better on defense. And the offense can help too, like prolong some drives and stay on the field. They've done a really good job of that, especially in the second half. So play second half defense in the first quarter. That's one of my keys.
There you go.
That's what I need to see.
Well, I think play first quarter. Good offense too.
Yes,
because if we look about the 6 minutes of the possession that the offense has those 6 minutes, how many of them are positive drives?
Yeah, the Falcons I think are the best team in the NFL at not going three and out.
Okay,
they have the least three and outs in the league. I bet the majority of their three and outs, and this is just
it's
on a limb,
be the first quarter.
I bet they're in the first
gotta
quarter.
Be the first quarter.
But that's a great stat. Like that's a great stat to be the best in the league at, to be prolonging drives and all that. And I think, you know, a lot of that's come after the first month or so when we were just begging them to get better at getting off the field on third down and trying to win that time of possession battle. Yeah. A lot of those three and outs come in the first quarter, man.
On the first drive, maybe, too.
All right. Hand it to Bijan.
Go win the damn game.
Throw it to Kyle. Hand it to Bijan. Throw it to Kyle. Yeah, go win the game.
Go win the damn game.
Here's the thing. Like, the Broncos are a nice team.
They're not good.
Yeah, their five wins have come against the Panthers, the Saints, the Raiders, the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all crap teams.
Yes.
And the Bucks, the good win against the Bucks. They beat the Bucks by 3 touchdowns somehow.
Yep, early in the season.
But the other four wins, and they've lost 2 in a row, so... Should have beat the Chiefs last weekend, though, not to take anything away from him. Go win on Sunday. Make it a fun Monday. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to it AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Ask me anything. Ask us anything. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the midday show with Andy and Randy every day. Brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Shout out to Blind Fury.
Yes.
And Munchie B.
Munchie B.
Those are the...
Don't know who the hell either one of those guys are, but our listeners do, and we do appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
And y'all send some love and share some prayers to my Aunt Pam. Wednesday, there was a snake in our house.
Mm-hmm.
It was outside. She sent me a picture of it.
Mm-hmm. I saw that snake.
Yeah. And then she sent me another picture. The snake is in the house. And I just asked her, I said, is it the same one? And she said, yes. So,
what's she going to do?
I don't know, because this is her house up. This is her lake house. It's in the house in Stone Mountain. So, yeah. So I don't know if she needs me to come up there and drive up there and get it.
How far are we talking?
For my house, probably about hour 20.
Oh,
yeah.
There's got to be
it's all up north.
There's got to be a pest control person in the area.
Let's hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah. Stay strong. Stay strong. She listens to us on the Odyssey app. Stay strong, Auntie. Stay strong.
Stay strong.
Stay strong.
You got
it. Look at the shape of its head.
Oh, my God, Bo.
See, now Bo's
getting terrified, Bo.
Yeah.
She thinks the snake has identified her.
It identified her?
Yes, that's why he came back. I told her to take a broom and sweep it off the porch.
Yeah.
That's what I told her to do Wednesday.
Yeah.
And she said, he's back, and I think he identified me.
As an enemy?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That sounds terrible.
So they're snaking. This little ass snake ain't going to do nothing, but yeah.
Stomp on him.
Yeah, it's a snaking house.
It's,
take him out, Auntie.
Good luck.
Take him out.
We're thinking of you. Reese is in McDonough. What's up, Reese?
Hey, Andy and Randy. How y'all doing?
Good.
I got some of that useless information for you.
Okay, good.
Randy, that show you're talking about is called Landman.
Landman, okay.
L-A-N-D-M-A-N.
Yeah.
And I compare it more to Yellowstone.
You think so?
Yellowstone, John Dutton was the cattle guy. And if you killed his cattle, he killed you and threw you over a cliff.
Right.
Billy Bob Thornton is an oil baron oil drillers working for him. And if they blow up one of his oil rigs, and I guess he's going to kill them and bury them out.
I got a question. Have you watched the first Yellowstone yet?
Oh, I'm a huge Yellowstone fan.
Have you seen the new episode?
Yeah, I saw.
How irritated were you at the beginning?
Very irritated.
Thank you. Yes, very irritated.
I don't know how you take the star of the show off the show.
La, 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 la. Folks ain't watched the show yet, man. La, 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 la.
You kind of let him there.
Appreciate it, man. Well,
thank you. Oh, appreciate you have it. A question, Reese? Or is Reese gone? Dang it. Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah. I just said you're irritated.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, irritating the hell out of me. Like, for real? That's what we doing?
Yeah, people, and I know you guys do, like, my in-laws and Ashley's grandfather, like, they got all together to watch it. They had Yellowstone gear.
What?
Like, Julie's got, like, a Yellowstone shirt.
I have a Yellowstone t-shirt. Me and Bo had the same t-shirt.
Yeah, Poppy had, like, a Yellowstone hat on. They're watching it like a sporting event.
I'm about to say.
You know, people do this.
Dude,
they're tailgating it.
Am I the only one that saw, they got a new Matlock, but it's a woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Is it like Matlock's granddaughter?
I think it might be.
That'd be kind of awesome.
Is Kathy Bates?
I don't know. I was looking for a show to watch on Prime or, no, Paramount. And I saw it said Matlock.
I love how he used to walk him into a trap, you know? They slept on him because he just had that sleepy southern drawl.
Yeah,
and
man.
Then he'd get him right where he wanted him every single time. All right, Keith is in Alpharetta. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, happy hour Friday. Awesome.
Amen. Amen.
So, headed to the airport right now to Denver to go watch our beloved Ladybird.
Oh, nice. Cool.
My
have a
wife
good time,
and
man.
Another couple, our besties, you know, 50 years from Atlanta. These are our Dirty Birds, man. We love them. We're going to watch them kick some tail and listen to you guys on the Odyssey app on Monday to hear about it.
My man. Hey, so, man, make sure you pack your patience when you're driving out the Denver airport.
It's a long way from Denver.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I got one question for Andy and one tidbit for Andy. So I've been fortunate to travel around the planet, and just wondering what your three favorite islands are. Mine's Bora Bora in Polynesia. I was there for my honeymoon 20 years ago with the wife. Love the Maldives. And I love Koh Lipe, Thailand. I mean, I love being some Palawan, but anyways, that's a toss-up.
Oh,
and now, the tidbit for Andy.
Okay.
All right, Andy. So here's how it goes. So, man, I know you and your wife are pretty frugal, and I am with my wife. Otherwise, I wouldn't have seen the planet. But let me tell you about the loofah and scrubbing your body, okay? Check it out. Not only is there health benefits, you know, the epithelial layer of skin's up out the epidermis, it's healthy.
Okay.
But also, you're doing it because it lathers the soap up, and the soap lasts longer. And when your wife buys those frou-frou expensive bars of soap, the soap lasts longer. So the dollar you spend on the loofah at Walmart is negligent at that point.
Appreciate you.
That's all I got, man.
Thank you, Keith.
Real quick, Jason, he's an exterminator up there. I just talked to her. She just called somebody. She called somebody to get the snake out of there.
Awesome.
I've been all the places that he's asked. We just got back from Bora Bora, which is freaking awesome. I love the Palawan out in the Philippines. Beautiful. I like Cebu a little bit better than Palawan, but you can't beat that. Been to a place you talk about in Thailand. So I love all those. Those are all my favorite places. There's a place that we went to when we were in another place. It was beautiful. That's all I'll say. It's very nice. Let me stop.
You want to know my top three islands?
Yeah.
Lanier Island's pretty good. They got Margaritaville out there.
Right.
It's tops.
St. Simon's?
St. Simon's is a pretty good island.
Yeah.
Had a good time out there. And then Tybee Island, pretty good.
Yeah, those are nice places.
Those are my top three
those
islands.
Those are good places.
Mike is in Atlanta.
You better not bathe with no damn loofah, though, bro.
All right, fellas, we're going to get tricky today. But Brian Fury is a beast. He won a lot of ciphers on the street BET. It would be like freestyle type stuff, but that dude is raw and uncut.
Brian Fury.
Brian Fury. Look him up.
Okay.
He's fired with it. I'm not going to judge, but when it comes to drinking, like for me, early drinking is maybe Saturday morning, yard work, Falcons games, I'm on the grill early, or I'm at an all-inclusive resort.
Correct.
But y'all know I'm out here trucking. I've been in Hartsfield down the airport, man. At 7 o'clock in the morning, these people drinking wine, beer, and liquor. So the question is, what's too early? What's you know, for y'all or anybody, what's too early to be up drinking?
Thank you, Mike.
There is none. And one of my favorite gifts is the guy who says, "What's up, mother?" Because that's me at an all-inclusive bar. I'm the first guy sitting there. Because you got to get there, or at the cruise ship. Because you got to get there for them damn kids to get up there and get all them damn virgin daiquiris taken up every damn thing. They get on my nerves. But, yeah, there's never too early.
Also, airport is different. Yes. Like, the rules are completely different at the airport. You do whatever you want.
Yes.
Like, it's nothing exists at the airport as far as time goes.
This last vacation, I gargled with whiskey.
Like post teeth brush?
Yeah, brush my teeth. Because it was 6 o'clock in the morning over there. It was noon here.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I took some Fireball.
That's the other thing.
Dude, had to do it one time, okay?
Just hit the Fireball gargle?
Yep.
Okay.
Have you brushed your teeth? Gargle it.
Well, I bet that.
It hits so right.
Sure.
It hits so right.
Seems like that's the other thing, too. Is like,
what are you looking at, Oren?
Just look at a time zone, you know? It's like, all right, is it too early here? Well, guess where it's not too early?
Yep.
Norway. Where my ancestors are from,
there
so I could drink over there. Or, you know, it's too late here. I shouldn't have another one. Well, it's 3 hours earlier on the West Coast, which is where my body was born.
Exactly.
So I think it's actually, never too
early.
You know.
It's never too early.
Just do whatever you want.
And don't let nobody judge you either.
Yeah, tell them to leave you alone.
Yes.
Adam's in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
And I just like the boy, Andy says something hits. You don't really hear that every day, but it happened down there in Madison, but we all the time talk about the Saints kicking the can down the road, and the number two guy kicking that can down the road was Terry Fontenot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, in the last couple of drafts, it kind of feels like we're kicking this can down the road. Yeah. Right?
Gotcha.
Not really. Adam, thank you.
All right, Adam. We ain't going to end damn Friday like it's that, tough. Man. But bring somebody else in here, man.
Tough to do that to the energy.
Yeah, like, we ain't going to do that on no damn Friday,
the energy
man.
Was really going.
We got another one right now.
Really going.
Yeah, come on, man.
How about Mo in Columbus? Hey, Mo.
Adam. I like Adam.
Adam's my man. I like Adam, man. But damn,
up.
Adam.
He's got to dial it up a notch.
I guess in reference to Red Lobster no longer having the all-you-can-eat shrimp, if y'all could pick a restaurant, what would the restaurant be, and what would be the all-you-can-eat menu item?
All I know is that we used to love going to Quincy's.
Right,
we talk about Quincy's, and your wife know about Quincy's. Mm-hmm. Quincy's after church, boy. That was always the spot. I wasn't a big Ryan's fan person. Didn't like Ryan's.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, you're from Washington.
Sizzler?
Oh, yeah, okay. Sizzler. Yeah.
Okay.
Like Golden Corral. I love me some Golden Corral. And the thing about it is, Andy, I got a Golden Corral family. And anytime that, you want to take them out, have a good dinner, all that other stuff, take them to Golden Corral.
I have a strong feeling that the all-you-can-eat is going to be a big part of my future. Because I've got a son that
goes through
like an absolute animal.
Yeah.
Like he's a year and a half old. He'll eat his dinner and then finish his sister's dinner.
Yep.
And then he wants more. I mean, he's just constantly
eating.
And he's this big.
Yes, he's a little.
Wait till he's this big.
He's a tree stump.
He is a stump.
Yeah.
You know your local CC's, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Costco.
Yeah, my boys.
Olivia and I go there for $15.
Yeah, Golden Corral. Yeah. We're going all there.
Dude, that dude can get
He's a fire hydrant, man. he's a little stump. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. Because he's like, he's wearing two-year-old shirts.
Yeah.
And one-year-old pants. It hasn't evened out yet. Because like he's 18 months. He can't wear 18-month shirts. He's too big.
Yeah.
And he can't wear 18-month pants. He's too short.
Yeah, because they'd be looking like capris on him.
Yeah.
Maybe it was
no, the 18-month pants look like they're like 2 inches too long for his feet.
So they'd be on his feet.
Yeah. He's got to have like 6-month jeans and 2-year-old shirts.
My takeaway that I finally figured out what Cos was in cosplay.
Yeah.
Did not know. I just thought it was all around freaky stuff.
It's just costume. And it is. The guy said blind furry.
Yeah.
That also seems like a cosplay freaky thing, but that's totally different. If you're going to an all-you-can-eat shrimp place, just beware of iodine poison.
Yeah, man. Got too many shrimp. I got iodine poison.
There's nothing worse than tender-hearted-ass kickers.
Nope.
And there's a place that Randy went to that's next to another place. That was beautiful.
Yeah, man. I didn't want to, because sometimes
you don't want to flex on us.
You know, sometimes that, you start yelling that stuff. I'd be feeling bad about that stuff, man. That's it.
The countries we haven't even heard of.
Yeah, I'd be feeling bad.
All right. Let's see. We'll come back and see what Duke Sabel have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.